Ghosts are everywhere.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Hey there. Ho there. We are
hey there, hey
here.
Hey there. Ho there.
In person.
Hell yeah. Can you
live
tell?
Live right now.
Live right this second
we're
that we are.
The second that we're recording. Mm-hmm. Not live when you're listening.
Ha 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 ha.
Ha ha. In your face. Only we're live.
Get wrecked. We're only live.
You're not live.
That's right. You're in the future.
This is Ghosts Are Everywhere.
Yeah! That's what this aggressive podcast is. Carly, coming out of the gate to be aggressive to you.
Carly's dress matches my pillow.
I do match this pillow that I'm right beside.
So
it's very purposeful.
We planned this out really well. I totally remembered that Carly was going to come here in person to record in my home.
You for sure remembered that.
I for sure remembered and wasn't like, what do you mean you're coming here?
Yeah, when I said I'm okay on my way,
I wasn't
it didn't
like,
make you confused or scared.
What?
And of course, I'm Carly.
And I'm Cecilia.
And that's who's talking to you
and
right now.
And that's who's saying things. And this is my house.
That's right. We're in your house.
We are in my office.
I'm on your office couch.
You're on my office couch. I'm going to open a window a little bit or else it's going to be really hot in here.
Okay. So let us delight you with the sounds of outside.
Yeah. You might get a little bit of, oh my God.
If we can get it open.
Maybe I won't open this
one
up.
Oh, there it is. Can you hear it? That's outside.
Oh my God, opening that window is Joel's.
Does it sound the same?
That's his job. I can't fucking open that window.
That's a man's job.
I live in a basement. I cannot reach my windows.
She's small.
Oh
my, it's not her fault.
Goodness.
We're only built for certain things. And you're not built for basement window
for
opening.
Reaching.
No. It's not on your resume as one of your many talents. You're just wee.
I'm just wee.
What can you do? This is the sound of outside. Are you enjoying
it? Yeah, can you hear that?
Wow, very outside sounding.
Wow. We are here to talk to you about ghosts. Did you know
that? I didn't know that, and I'm here on the couch.
Yeah.
I just thought I was here to talk about my outfit and how cool it looks next to the pillow.
I thought she was here for therapy.
Well, it all goes back to when I was 6 years old.
When you peaked.
No, that was grade six. Cecilia, get it right. If you're gonna insult me, get the insult right.
Grade six. We're here. We have a very autumnal smelling candle.
Yeah, it's very. There's a lot going on.
We got a lot of flowers.
So many flowers.
Of, leftover Mother's Day flowers from work that I've just decked my house out.
It's perfect. Who doesn't love leftovers, especially if they're flowers?
We love them.
We love leftovers.
They're gonna last like 3 days, and then I'm gonna have
so much garbage, just in time for garbage day.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what all you can ask for, really.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah.
No problems there. Well, no, I have it in just like for my long weekend. I can enjoy them, and
that's
then when
true.
I have to go back to work and look at flowers again.
Yeah.
I can throw them out.
Yeah, so you can. I like that you've made it. You're able to turn your work into your enjoyment, and then back into work,
And
very versatile.
Yeah. And then I go back to work, and I'm like, oh fuck.
Yeah, get you a flower that can do both.
Yeah,
really.
I can look at my flowers here and be like, these are beautiful, and then I can look at them at work and be like, I hate these.
Be like, these are also beautiful, but they make me angry.
The day that I got back from work from Mother's Day, I was like, I don't want.
Yeah, you were out flower day.
I don't want to look at any of these. I don't want to. I can't do this.
I have to. Did you do the whole day eyes closed?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Yeah, I just didn't look anything. I just threw them all together. They were all really terrible. Some of them didn't even have flowers in them.
It's just a little cup with water.
Yeah, there was no color palette. There was just like things thrown together.
Haphazard.
Very haphazard.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when your brain is empty.
Yeah. So my brain is empty. I'm still
recuperating.
Like I said, it hasn't been a whole week. It's been...
Just about, though.
It's been the
A work week.
It's been a work week.
Yeah.
It's been four business days.
You know how long it's
been.
It's been
5 business days.
If you're listening to this when we release it.
It's been 5 business
you
days.
You get it.
Since I went through that. And I'm still, like, broken mentally and physically. So...
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
So I'm broken?
That's where I'm at.
How are you doing?
I'm broken. And I'm the one telling the story today. So...
You literally... Started out, I'm broken. How are you? I'm less broken, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. I am in rehearsals for a really cool thing that I'm working on right now.
I'm singing.
I'm doing a musical.
Really be singing.
I know. I'm doing a big musical, which I haven't been a part of in forever. Mm-hmm. And it's a Sondheim musical, which is a dream for a girly like me who loves Sondheim.
Charlie loves Sondheim.
I love Sondheim. Shout out to Paolo Pagliaro Roberto, who one time when we described Sondheim thought we were talking about Sondheim.
Sondheim.
We being Paolo Pagliaro Roberto and I. So I like to call it Sondheim for the girlies.
Sondheim for the girlies. The candle smells like a sauna.
Oh, that's the perfect, that's the vibes we need. Mm-hmm. So, we're here, we're thinking about how we're not at work right now, but yeah. I guess this is work also.
This is work, sort of.
But it's fun.
This is work that we don't get paid for.
With an asterisk. Because kind of, we don't make the rules. Also, like, things are cooking, but whatever, we don't need to talk about it, it's
things
fine.
Things are brewing.
Yeah, we're going to be those people that are like, something's happening, but I can't talk about it right now.
They're like, we can't talk about it yet, but maybe we'll get paid.
We'll talk about it soon.
Maybe you'll hear about it. Giving us money? What?
Question I don't know.
We'll see.
We don't know. We don't make the rules. We'll only follow along.
We don't make the rules. We just follow the path that the ghosts have created for us.
Truly. Mm-hmm. Truly and truthfully.
We go where the ghosts are guiding us.
Yeah, which would be everywhere, as we say every week.
So we're going everywhere.
That's right.
Baby.
You're welcome. You like it.
You have no idea.
You don't have an idea. Mm-mm. And that's good for you. Mm-hmm. Because we have...
You don't need to.
Too many ideas.
Yeah.
In the dome. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Too many ideas and yet no thoughts.
That's true. That's true.
I forgot that Carly was coming today. I was like, I have no plans this weekend. And then Carly's like, you're coming to this, right? And
I'm like... I reminded you of big plans.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I do actually have to do things this weekend. Which is good, because I was going to go to Hamilton tomorrow.
Oh, that's good that I was here to remind you.
It's a good thing that I changed my mind and was like, I don't want to do that.
Oh, good.
So, good thing that it's good. I canceled this morning instead of now being like, hey. So
being like, hi, actually, no.
So I was actually going to leave tonight, but I'm actually not coming off.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at me, saving the day.
Saving the day, reminding me of things. This is why I need to put things in my calendar right away.
That's a really relatable thing. I've been really... slacking on using my calendar because my week has been pretty consistent with knowing where I have to be because it's been the same thing pretty much all week. I mean, not all week, but like most of the week, which never happens for me.
Yeah.
But so this week I've just been like, I know what I'm doing today.
Yeah.
But yeah, I need to also get back into looking at a calendar. Mm. It's a good thing to get into.
Yeah. Well, I look at like because my work calendar is like synced with my like iCal, so I look at that for my work calendar, and then for everything else, I like half of the time I'm really good at being like, well, I know I have this day, and then the other half it literally does not stick in my brain.
Just doesn't exist for
like,
you.
Like, there's no in between of like, oh yeah, that's a thing that I have to do. It's like someone will be like, you know, you have this day, and I'm like,
You're like, where? What
I
day?
Do?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's fair.
Someone did mention this at some point.
Oh, right. I thought that was a thing.
Sometime in my life. Cool.
I was around, I think.
Yeah, so I remembered. Yeah. At least I did my story. I remember we were recording. I just didn't remember we were recording
in person. Which is a nice treat for you.
Yeah.
For your best friend to be like, I'm coming here.
I'm like, I'm coming.
Surprise.
Instead of me being like, okay, I'm ready. We can record now. You like showed up and I'm like, I have to clean.
Yeah. It was fun. Yeah. We got to catch up. Yeah. Off air.
Yeah.
Because, you've had a busy ass time.
Yeah.
So why? So. Mm-hmm. Which is why we've been away, but guess what? You love it. It just makes, absence makes the heart grow fonder,
exactly.
Right? So, and it makes the ghost stories even scarier.
It makes them so scary.
Yeah, it doubles for like every day in between, I think.
Yeah.
The scare factor.
Because you're just anticipating it.
Yeah, I think so.
And then when it finally shows up, you're like,
you're like, oh, what's happening?
Ah!
I'm
so scared.
Yeah. So I'm ready to be scared by your story.
Yeah, are you?
Is all that to say.
Are you ready?
I'm so scared already.
It's so scary.
Yeah, my fear level is, like, above my head. I'm ready.
Carly's eyes are so wide
They're
right now.
They're so wide. I'm jittering.
Yeah.
Can you hear my teeth chattering? I'm so scared.
Mm-hmm.
Ah!
She's gonna be like, you know, in Scooby-Doo when they, like... run away so fast.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to do after I tell you the
story. It's going to be like, it's going to have the sound effect like, shoom!
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's how fast I'm going to go.
Yeah. I'm picturing it in my brain, but I'm realizing I'm like, I don't know how to explain this. Like,
you know? No, I think I'm seeing what you're seeing. Yeah.
You know, they just like quick runaway.
Yeah, it's like when they run so fast that they leave like a poof of like dust behind them.
Yeah, that's what you're going to do.
See, I know.
Yeah.
I already can feel it in my bones. Yeah. My bones are shaking. Can you hear them?
You understand.
Listen to my bones shake.
Oh my god, your bones are shaking so much. That's, Carly, that's really scary.
Well, like, the bones are my bones. That's too scary. Sorry. For
this podcast. We can't have shaking skeletons on our podcast.
I'm sorry. There's at least two skeletons in this room right now. I'm sorry. I don't mean to bring it up, but it's on top of my thoughts.
It's the scariest thing of them all.
Yeah. I have no thoughts, but that's the only one.
The only thoughts of skeletons.
That's right.
The only thoughts of skeletons. I've gone into, like, the stupidest part of my brain where I just, like, cease to talk normally. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, isn't it funny if I talk like this?
Isn't it funny if I just start saying these things this way?
Something skeletons.
It is funny. I think it's funny. And I'm sure they do too. Okay, go ahead.
They're laughing.
They love it.
Carly, they're laughing.
Cecilia, I believe that they're laughing. You don't have to scare me with how much they're laughing.
Okay, well, that's what I'm here for. I'm here to spook and scare
you. My bones are my money. So are the worms.
Oh my god, I've listened to like...
And that's the time when the skeletons in July.
I've listened to like 3 podcasts in the last 2 days that have referenced the hot dog sketch, and I think you should leave.
It's such a great...
We're all trying to find out who did this.
Who did this?
Because it's so topical. It's so funny. It's so good.
Bones are their money.
Yeah, I was listening to a really good episode of You're Wrong About. Podcast, and they're talking about the New York Times and their like really shitty coverage of like trans issues.
Yeah, they're bad.
And
they're the big bad.
The like guest who's talking about this will reference the hot dog thing with the New York Times being like, it's not our fault everybody thinks these things. Like, we're really trying to figure that.
We're all trying to figure out who did this. Says the man who drove the hot dog car through the store dressed like a hot dog. We're all trying to find like a...
If you haven't seen it, pause this episode and go and watch.
Yeah, if you haven't seen, I think you should leave. Cecilia and I once went to a wedding and then watched the whole second season.
Zoom wedding.
Yeah, and we didn't leave the couch.
No.
Directly after we watched the whole second season. Like, start to finish. Like,
the day after it came out.
Literally.
It was great. Yeah. Or was that... I can't remember. That was, like, the day after it came out, right?
Yeah,
that
it was very soon after it came out.
Because I've also watched it, like,
I watched both seasons so many times.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I can't wait for the third.
I've watched it so many times. And then also, like, Joel referenced it the other day and was like, you want to watch it again? And I'm like,
yes.
Of course.
Yes, yeah. I do.
It's like, I've seen it several times, but yes.
Yeah, I brought it up recently, a couple days ago, and half the room hadn't seen it, and I was like, you people are funny people, you all need to see it. It's the best sketch show. It's so funny.
So funny. Speaking of funny.
Funny.
I have news to tell you.
Good.
It's not that funny.
Oh no, I'm scared.
It's ghosts. It's kind of nice. Oh. And kind of scary. And kind of... Mexico.
Oh. Okay. All right.
We're going to Mexico.
Yeah. Mexico. Get it into it.
So, just south of Mexico City, kind of like in the city, but like a nature-y part of the city.
Oh.
Did you know that was a thing?
I didn't.
Exciting. There is this like... I don't know why I'm not just like reading it. I'm like, I have to go into my notes.
Your notes are right there.
There is like an ecological like area which is made up of like lakes and canals with islands. Mm. That aren't actually islands. I'll have to give
them okay.
But there is a small island in these canals of Xochimilco called the Isla de las Muñecas.
Okay.
The Island of the Dolls.
I am very scared.
And this is one that I have had just like in my notes for a while and I've been like, I should do this. This is really interesting. And I just haven't done it. So I was convinced that I had done it already. Yeah. And I was like,
but you haven't.
Writing it and being like, have we done this? Pretty That's sure we haven't.
I don't think that. I don't think we have.
No.
It is one I'm familiar with in passing, which is why I'm already scared.
Yeah.
But, you haven't done it. But it is a very you thing to pick. Yeah, I'm really so excited. I'm really excited.
Dolls is creepy.
Ooh!
But also very interesting. Okay, yes. So it is called this because it is super full of creepy, dirty, falling apart dolls.
Yes.
yeah. It's exactly what you're picturing. It's like this island that just like hanging from the trees and like any sort of like structures or anything there. Like it's like a very just like sort of nature-y island, but all of the everything is just covered in these fucking dolls.
Terrifying.
So many dolls.
Nightmare inducing dolls.
Okay, so in the 1950s is sort of the origin of where all these dolls came from. So a man named Don Julian Santana. Okay. He was the caretaker of an island on Tishwillo Lake in the Xochimilco Canals.
Hmm.
So yeah, this is when I'm going to tell you about the island.
Okay.
This is my sidebar.
Okay, sidebar. Ready?
So it's not actually an island. It is, but it's a man-made island.
It is?
Called a chinampa. Okay. It is a type of floating island created, like, way back by the Aztecs would make these sort of floating islands. Used in agriculture, they would grow crops.
Whoa.
So they would build up these sort of rafts in bodies of water, like with like shallow bodies of water, or like along the banks of these like rivers or like channels, to allow crops to be able to like soak up as much water as possible.
Yeah.
So
that's clever as fuck.
Pretty cool. I definitely like went down a rabbit hole of like reading about this, and then was like, I can't include this. I can't include all of this, but it is interesting.
Yeah, you're like, agriculture.
Wow.
Plants. Wow.
So many of these chinampas in, like, the Mexico City area were filled in completely to build the city.
Sure.
But some of them have been kept and can be found in these, like, canals in this ecological zone.
That's wild.
Like, it's like a UNESCO heritage zone.
Area, yeah.
Including this creepy doll island, which...
Oh!
Yeah, so it was...
That's cool.
An agricultural sort of raft thing, and it's still... When this man was living there, he was, like, farming crops and stuff on the land.
Yeah.
Was
still doing what it was doing.
Yeah, so it was still fulfilling the purpose that it was... Originally built for, like, I guess way back in the day by the Aztecs.
That's incredibly interesting.
Yeah.
Really they cool. really built things to last.
They really built things to last. I'm not sure if it was actually, like, built up way back then, but it seems like it was.
Yeah.
And then because they were just made up of, like, plants and, like, dirt and shit,
it's gonna
last.
It's
You're gonna be able to like sustain that
as
long as you use it properly.
Love that.
But the area has a really long history. Of course, it goes back to the Aztecs, and then when the Spanish came in to do their colonialism and fucked it up, a lot of people would flee to the canals and hide on like the chinampas. Like that was a way that they could just like get away from the Spanish.
Yeah.
So they're like, well, I guess they don't know about this area. Let's go there and hide.
Yeah.
Later,
also probably harder to get to, so.
Yeah, because it's water, like, right now, if you want to go there right now, it's only accessible by boat.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm sure it was the same
then.
Yeah. And the Spanish were definitely, like, not as good at navigating these areas as the people who had lived there for, like, hundreds of years.
Yeah, it's not their land. They don't know the tricks.
I don't know what they're gonna do. They're gonna fucking drown in the swamp, like.
Honestly, probably.
Later, Mexican revolutionaries and other people with, like, reasons to hide, would find shelter in these areas. Mm. Many were, like, caught and found or drowned or killed themselves to avoid being caught by, like, the Spanish or whoever else wanted to take them. So there is a lot of tragedy that has happened in this area. It's not just, like, idyllic and... agricultural.
Right. It has
got
some stories.
Yeah. So, according to legend, back in the 1950s, soon after moving onto this island, Julian, he found a young girl drowned on the banks of the island.
Oh, dang.
It said that she was tangled in the canal lilies.
Oh, no.
Which I looked up and are actually, like, those little, like, irises that grow
in
the water. Soon after, he found a doll floating in the water, which he thought belonged to the girl.
Okay.
he began to be haunted by the spirit of the girl.
Oh.
He started to see ghosts, and one day woke up to find all his crops were dead. There's many different versions of this story.
Sure.
Some of them are that, like, this happened, he was haunted by her, and, like, she killed her crops, and she just, like, wouldn't leave her alone. Other versions are just that he found this doll and was just so impacted by finding this, like, dead girl that he just started to build up this, like, he like, hung up the doll as, like, a
memorial or something.
Yeah, like, a memorial, trying to, like, honor her spirit. Other stories are more of, like, sinister, like, she was haunting him and he couldn't, like, get rid of.
Sure.
Either she was, like, actually haunting him, or it was more of, a, like, he was haunted by this discovery of this dead girl, and he just couldn't keep it out of his head. So he became obsessed with, like, either trying to appease her or trying to honor her and, like, other spirits.
Yeah.
But he just became obsessed with hanging dolls from the trees of the island. He would find them either in the canals, kind of discarded, or go into garbage dumps and try and find them, or, like, once people started noticing what he was doing, they would give him their dolls.
Yeah, it, like, morphed into a project.
Yeah, yeah. So it was this thing, if he would just, like, keep finding more and more, he would find them in the garbage dumps and just not restore them at all, either. Like, that's it so wasn't scary. Like, he was finding dolls and being like, I'm gonna fix these up and, like, hang them up. He'd be like, this doll is, like, missing a head, I'm gonna hang it up. This doll has one eye sticking out, hanging her up.
Yeah, he's no Geppetto. He's not gonna be like, get rid of Woody.
It's not like in Toy Story 2 when the guy is, like, is restoring Woody. Like, no. He doesn't
When he paints over Andy, he's, like, leaving that shit there.
He's like, this is the way I found it to really honor these spirits.
I'm gonna give them this decrepit doll.
Yeah, exactly. Some think that he believed that each of these dolls, like, contained a spirit, or that the more he, like, continued to build this up, he would appease this drowned girl.
Sure.
According to some, including some of his family members, there wasn't actually any girl. It was kind of something that he, like, either because he was, like, by himself. Some versions of the story say that he lived with his wife.
Okay.
On the island, and they didn't have any children. Some say that he, like, left his wife and his kids to live here, so
whoa.
I don't really know which one is real. Some think that there was no little girl. He just, like, sort of...
Is that including his family? Think that there was no little girl?
Apparently, according to some of the sources, like, they say that, like, he just imagined it.
Sure.
Or he, like, dreamt it or something. And then he just became so obsessed with this idea that he, like, thought it was real, thought it was something that had happened to him, and was just so, like, convinced of this, that that's, like, the story that he kept going.
So that's, like, it became his reality, whether it was real or not.
Yeah, so it kind of is, like, everybody thinks that he thought that.
Sure.
Like, no one really thinks that he was, like, making it up, just for funsies.
Right, yeah, like, he wasn't just out here telling, like, like, spinning a yarn.
Yeah.
But he, like, whether or not it was actual, it doesn't really matter, I guess, because it, for him, it was real.
Yeah, for him, it was real. For him, he was honoring the spirit of someone, whether or not she actually ever existed.
Oh, yeah.
We don't really know.
Well, he's, no matter what, he's haunted by this feeling or this need, whether or not it's attached to an actual, spirit.
So, he is, like, I don't know, either actually physically haunted, metaphorically haunted, actually haunted by a real person that died, or haunted by just the idea of finding someone. Yeah.
There's so many levels to be haunted at.
Yeah.
We love to talk about all of them.
We just don't know which one it is, because different sources say different things.
Sure.
I did get most of my information from Atlas Obscura, the Isla de las Muñecas website, Wikipedia, and a New York Post article by Paula Froelich.
Nice.
Because the actual website that I think, like, is official.
Sure.
Said that they think that it is just something that, like, his family said he made up. The New York Post article was interviewing his nephew who now is, like, in charge of taking care of the island. Mm-hmm. And, like, he said that it was real. And, like,
wow.
He said that, I can't remember what I was going to say. Brain empty. Yeah. No thoughts.
No words. Only
no
haunted.
No thoughts. But he was more convinced of, like, the reality of all of this.
Oh, yeah. So he was like, these are the facts.
Yeah, and he also said that he lived on the island with his wife. And the, like, official website or whatever, which, I don't know if it's an official website.
Yeah.
It just seemed like it.
Right.
Who knows who made this website?
It's the website that seems to be the website attached to
it. It's the website that, like, had the, like...
The deets.
The name.
Sure.
So, like, I don't know. I didn't...
Yeah.
Like, try to fucking figure it out.
You're not a sleuth.
I'm not a sleuth. I have no thoughts in my brain.
You've never been
especially
a sleuth.
Right now.
There's no thoughts in your brain.
Don't expect me to be sleuthing. but, yeah, like, that website said that he... That website and Wikipedia said that he, like, left his family and, like, went to this deserted island all by himself.
That's a much more convenient... tale to tell.
That makes it
so
much more dramatic.
Of course he would say that. Yeah, so of course he would say that.
Of, like, he just, like, snapped one day and, like, left his family and, like, moved to this island.
Yeah, it's way more dramatic that way.
Yeah, so I don't know which one is the reality. If you do, let us know.
We love to entertain stories, but we also like to see if we can whittle some truth. Mm. So.
Yeah.
We're the Geppetto of truth. Mm-hmm. We're trying to whittle down
whittle it down to the truth.
Yeah.
What else do I have to tell you? Okay, so he also kept his cabin filled with dolls.
To me is wild.
See, this is creepy. Ew. He would, like, dress them up and, like, keep them around as his little friends. He had favorites.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
He felt that they were, like, protecting him.
Sure.
Many feel that they're creepy. He did not feel this way, obviously.
Right, he liked it.
But he would invite visitors to the island, showing them around. While he was still alive, it wasn't really, like, a tourist destination or anything. It was just, like, more locals or people in the know would be like, oh, that's interesting. Let's go, like, visit him. Like I said, people would come and, like, offer dolls of their own to add to his collection or to, like, maybe honor their own, like,
For their own feelings, yeah.
Or, yeah, their own feelings. He would, like, charge a little fee to them to let them, look around and, like, take pictures.
That's cool.
And then in 2001, after, like, almost 50 years of caring for the island and its many dolls, Julian was found dead, apparently drowned in the same area that he said he found the drowned girl that started it all.
No, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that part.
So that's also, like, most of the sources did say that. Wikipedia was like, he had a heart attack. And I'm like, okay, but he could have had a heart attack and
in
died
that
on
area.
That spot. So,
yeah.
It's so full circle, dramatic. Some say that the spirit of the drowned girl was never appeased, and she, like, came to him and drowned him.
She was like, you had enough
she
years.
She dragged him into the water and was like, you are coming with me.
Oh, no.
We just don't know.
We can't know.
Since his death, the island has become a bit more of a tourist attraction.
Mm-hmm.
Visitors go to the island, they take photos, they bring more dolls to add to the collection.
Yes.
So people are still adding on to it.
Very classic.
Many, of course, find the island creepy.
Yeah, yes! I would count myself in that camp.
It is, like, if you look at photos.
It is scary!
It's pretty creepy.
Don't look at the pictures alone in the dark at night. That's all I'm trying to say.
It's definitely somewhere that, like, if I was just, like, rowing my boat and I came across it, I'd be like, what the actual
You'd
fuck
be
is
like,
happening
something
here?
Terrible has happened
what
here.
What is going on?
Yeah.
Like, the story isn't that, like, terrible
no.
or awful, but definitely your brain goes to, like,
okay, what is going on?
What?
Where am I? What year is it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's overwhelming to think
truly.
About.
Truly.
Yeah.
Some people think it's cursed.
yes, my brain would go ding, ding, ding.
Some people think it's, like, beautiful and honoring spirits and
sure.
things like that. I don't know. It's kind of like a cool art piece, too.
It is totally cool if you think about it as, like, an art piece.
Yeah.
And I have thought about it that way.
Which I don't think that he was intending it for to be an art piece.
Not.
But, I don't know. He did it. Good job,
yeah.
man. Some visitors to the island say that the dolls move their heads and their arms.
I don't want to
You know, when you, like, look at something and then you look away and you look back and it's moved. And like, it's that different. Sort of situation. What's that game where you, like, face, like, a wall and then people run at you and you, like, turn
around? Is it red light, green light?
Yeah, red light, green light. That's what happens. You look at it and it's still, and then you look
back. That's right.
And then you look back and it's still still. But and it's still different.
Still, but it's different. You're like, and what you're is suddenly happening? Scared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to make like a like a scary Toy Story where it's just the island of the dolls.
Wow.
But them coming alive.
And it's terrifying. Yeah, it's also giving that TikTok trend of like, you have 5 seconds to get to me, and they turn the lights off and they turn it back on and it's, they're across the room and they turn them off and they turn it back on and they're closer.
What? I don't like that.
It's really scary. It is, it's meant to be scary. Like, it's pretty funny, but it's pretty scary. Yeah.
I don't TikTok.
Okay, sorry. It's scary. Sorry, Grandma.
It scares me.
Sorry, Grandma.
I don't need to be on my phone.
I mean, neither do I, so that's fair.
You know what else is scary?
What?
Some say that they hear the dolls whispering to each other.
I really don't like that. I don't like to think about that. I don't like to hear it.
Whisper to you? And tell you things.
No, I don't want to hear their secrets.
You don't want to hear the dolls?
I don't want to hear their
deepest,
secrets.
Darkest secrets?
No.
No?
No, I don't.
Some have said that they were on a boat near the island and felt that the dolls lured them there.
Like sirens?
Yeah, like they were just like drawn to the island. They're like, we have to go there because We feel a pull.
The dolls need us to come.
The dolls need us to come.
The dolls are asking to
play with us.
Come play with us.
Play with us.
Ew! Mm-hmm. I hate that so much.
Some think that the island is cursed. Apparently, some like boat drivers refuse to visit it.
Right.
Because they're like, no.
They're like, that's not for me, baby.
Scary.
They're like, I have to live here. I'm not interested.
Yeah. The, like, caretaker of the island now, like, he has a family and he just, like, goes and takes care of it. He doesn't live there.
He doesn't live there.
No.
He's not committing to the bit.
No. He's not, like, fully, like, I'm gonna go live on this creepy doll island.
Sure.
He's not quite there. Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know.
I also would be like, I don't know if I want to be surrounded by that.
I, in fact, do know I would not want to be surrounded by that.
I think I'm good. I think I'm going to live close. I can commute.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, I'll check in on it, but I'm not about to
live
on the island with the dolls in my home also.
I mean, you could take the dolls out of your home.
No, if you live there, you have to commit all the ways to
Sicily. Yes. Yeah. There's like a little, did I write this down? No, I didn't. Oh, wait, yes, I did. I'm doing great.
Great.
Although no one has counted how many dolls are actually on the island, everything is like covered in dolls. Like, you have to look at pictures because they're everywhere. And also, people have like made it kind of spooky because like there's little like, skeletons or like like a sign that's like, this is a scary place.
Beware.
But in Spanish.
Yeah. Beware in Espanol.
Yeah. Beware in Espanol.
Beware, but in Espanol.
Beware, but in Espanol.
Beware, but in Spanish.
In Mexican. It says it in Mexican. I almost said that truly. It says it in Mexican.
You're like, there's nothing upstairs. It's empty inside.
It's not a language, Cecilia.
That's not it.
The island, like I said, is only accessible by boat.
Mm-hmm.
You can take a trajinera tour, which is a boat.
That is a boat, yeah.
From the Embarcadero Cumenco. I can't remember how to pronounce it.
Embarcadero.
The Embarcadero. It'll take you on a tour of like the ecological area, some of the other islands. In addition to hundreds of these dolls, the island also contains a small museum, with articles from local newspapers about both the island and the previous owner. So I'm sure if you wanted to find out more and maybe get some more, like, better information that I couldn't get from, like, English
from
sources
English,
on the internet,
yeah.
You can either find sources in Spanish, yeah. But even that
some
I wasn't
primary
finding.
Sources.
Or you can go read the newspapers in the, on these walls.
Mm-hmm.
There's a store. There's three little rooms. In the room that's kind of like the bedroom, you can see the first doll that he collected,
ooh.
As well as Agustinita, his favorite doll.
Cute.
Favorite. Where's
Agustinita? What a great
Agustinita.
Name. That's cute.
Some of the visitors place offerings around the dolls in exchange for miracles and blessings, and some others change their clothes and maintain it as like a worship.
Oh,
like, this is caring for the dolls.
Yeah, it's like a ritual.
Yeah, so it's like mm-hmm. creepy, but also, I don't know, a lot of things that are weird and creepy are also nice
and sweet.
Sweet.
Yeah. Really well, especially things that are like surrounding like the things that we like to talk about, like
mm-hmm.
death and dying and ghosts.
Yeah.
And,
oh,
like,
yeah, definitely.
A lot of the like things that people are scared of are not
mm-hmm.
the things, are things beyond what
yeah.
is in front of them.
But definitely, like, I don't know, so much about it other than from, like, movies.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Mexican culture
yeah.
is much more, like, thoughtful about, like, death.
Oh, yeah.
They aren't just like, death, that's scary. They're like, okay, we actually, like, think about the spirits of our, like, ancestors and
yeah.
respect them. And I'm literally just thinking of
you've seen Coco.
Coco.
Yeah. I was like, this is a bitch you see Coco.
I'm just
she
talking
knows.
About Coco. So that's why I'm basing all of my
yeah.
knowledge off of is Disney movies, which means that I am an expert.
Expert.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but it's true, but, like, Dia de los Muertos, like, it
yeah.
is a real familial practice for a
yes.
lot of people,
yeah.
and it is, like, a cultural practice, and it's not, like, the way that, like, puritanical Western,
mm-hmm.
like, Canada, New England, what we were brought up in is different,
yeah.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's more colorful, it's more lively, it's more,
mm-hmm.
like, I'm describing Coco at this point.
Yeah, right?
But
like, Carly, you're trying hard,
no,
and you're also
no,
just describing
but
Coco.
I'm trying hard, and it is honest,
yes.
and it's also just describing Coco. I'm hearing it, and
it's
I'm
because
like,
it's a good movie,
they're going to think she's describing
it.
Coco.
Everybody, go watch I Think You Should Leave. Oh, no, you've already watched I Think You Should Leave and come back
right.
to the podcast, so now it's time to watch Coco and then come back to the podcast.
That's right, yeah. Now that you were doing that, leave
yeah,
again and
now
go watch Coco.
Gosh, Coco,
it's delightful.
It's delightful.
And if you've already seen that a lot, you could also check out the Book of Life. It's okay.
It's not as good.
It's well, it's no Coco, but
yeah.
I liked
it's
it.
Fun.
I thought it was fun. But it's no Coco. That's
no,
true.
No Coco. It has. If a musical is just song, like pop songs,
I know you don't
like
it. Like, you check right out. Yeah.
No, don't do this
mm-hmm.
to me. Don't do this to me. Like, I can't.
Cecilia hates every jukebox musical but Mamma Mia.
I love Mamma Mia. See, if they stick to a theme, if they're like, we're just going to use ABBA songs. Like, if they're just.
Sure.
You that I can
oh,
do.
Okay, so you can do a jukebox musical that is one artist.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Or even if it's like, I don't know, like, just using modern songs, I'm like, oh my God. Don't do this to me. Please
yeah.
don't do this
I
to me.
I beg of you.
Even like Moulin Rouge, I'm like,
Oh, I like Moulin Rouge. It's good.
I know, unpopular.
It's fun.
Yeah, I just like, I can't deal.
Even with Ewan McGregor, that's so surprising
I
from
know.
You. That's so surprising
He's
from
so
you.
Hot.
He's so hot.
He's so hot. Like, I don't hate that movie. I just like, sometimes when they start singing, I'm like,
yeah, when they start singing Elton John,
like,
you're like,
oh,
can you stop?
Oh, no.
I get you.
They start singing, like, U2, and I'm like, oh.
But when they sing Roxanne, though, that's a good one. They
that,
do the tango.
Yeah, that one's okay.
That's a fun one.
Like, there's a couple that I'm like, yeah, this is okay.
You're
like,
it's fine.
Like, ah, no.
Yeah, but you don't love it. You're not asking
No.
Asking
or, like, what
for
are the
more
songs
of it?
In the Book of the Dead? I just remember being like, oh, God.
In the Book of Life? Oh, I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, Book of Life.
I don't remember.
I just remember being like, oh god.
I think I liked the style of the movie.
No.
I liked the animation.
Yeah.
The
I think if they had original music,
sure.
It would have been better. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Because
Coco came out after it.
And Coco?
But, like, they really
Coco
came out
ripped.
Close to each other, but
yeah.
Coco came out second.
Yeah, it's like Bug's Life and Ants.
It is like Bug's Life and Ants! I like both, much like how as a kid I liked both Ants and Bug's Life.
Yeah.
Though Bug's Life is better.
I'm pro Bug's Life.
Yeah.
And
me as well.
Ants. it's a Woody Allen movie, so.
I know. It's the only Woody Allen movie I've ever seen.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've never seen any other Woody Allen movies.
I've only seen, like, a couple of random ones, and, like, when I was younger and didn't know any better.
Yeah, I literally watched that as a child.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen any others. I don't intend to.
I think I've seen Ants. I just, like, watched it as a kid and just never...
Thought about it.
Never thought about it because I watched... Bug's Life.
A Bug's Life, yeah.
A million times. Because
it's the best one.
Yeah. You know what I watched the other day?
What?
Chicken Run.
Chicken Run's good.
Chicken
Run is good.
I love Chicken Run.
Chicken Run. Mm-hmm. Man, I gotta watch that again. That's a good
it's
one.
It's good.
It holds up?
It holds up.
That's so great. Mm-hmm. I had a feeling it held up. I watched it a few years ago for sure, but it's been a while.
Yeah.
Should get back on that.
It's about, like, escaping from... basically like a prison escape movie.
Yeah, it's about prison reform.
Yeah. It's about taking down the man.
Literally,
you just have to watch that in Paddington 2 back to
back, and you're set.
And you're like, hell yeah,
you're absolutely set.
I mean, it's more of a like prison break from like POW camp kind of situation.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Whereas Paddington 2 is from modern British prison,
modern
British prison, and how is bad. Mm-hmm. And how Paddington saves the day with marmalade sandwiches and being nice.
He always does. Mm-hmm. And that's the guarantee that we all are needing in life.
That's the guarantee that we will offer you.
That's also our guarantee.
That's the Ghost of America guarantee.
We'll always offer you marmalade sandwiches to save the day.
Yeah.
Like our muse, Paddington Bear.
Yes.
Of course. Everything we do for you, Paddington.
Of course.
Yeah.
He is our mascot.
I mean, at this one, he should be.
He is our king.
He is king.
Charles That's who? True. Wait, it's Charles, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It took us way too long between the two of us to figure that out. But
Charles who?
Paddington
I
only.
I don't know him.
Paddington only. Did you know that I found out recently? I didn't watch the coronation, but I found out it was the first time in like hundreds of years, or I don't know, hundreds of years, a very, very long time, the monarch in the coronation didn't put the ring on. Because of his fat Vienna sausage fingers, he kissed it, or he touched it.
He touched it on because his chubby fingers.
Yeah, they were. I think scared he wouldn't come back off.
And his stinkies. They'd have to cut it off. His Vienna sausage fingers.
Yeah. And it's like a priceless thing.
Oh my god!
So he just touched it.
It was also the first time in hundreds of years that Katy Perry's. Why did that happen? I was so confused.
Because
about
everyone said no to him.
they
exhausted all of the Brits.
Katy Perry's the only fucking sucker that would do it.
Yes.
Wow, she sucks.
She's Carly, so dumb.
I've been telling you.
I know. You've been knowing.
I've been knowing that Katy Perry sucks this whole time.
I mean, yeah. Mm. It sucks that she sucks.
Yeah.
But yeah, she does suck.
Yeah.
Because of that, especially. It's not good. Yeah. Everyone said no. They asked everybody.
Mm-hmm.
They, like, went through Harry Styles, Adele, like, everybody.
Yeah. They're like, hey,
and
we
they
have
all
to
said, absolutely not.
All of these people from the Commonwealth.
Yeah.
And then they're like,
I guess.
Katy Perry.
She's married to Orlando Bloom.
Yeah,
so
he also didn't show up.
Because he's smart. He's like, my wife, she's out here doing it again.
God damn it.
I think she's scared that people will forget who she is. She just kind of does things in the hopes that people won't forget her.
She chooses to sing it.
Yeah, it's
the inauguration of King Charles.
The inauguration. That's correct. Because he's definitely an elected official.
Yeah. They picked him, right?
That's how you pick the king, right?
Yeah.
Like, you pick the king. You vote for the king.
You vote for him. You inaugurate him.
Yeah. I mean, that must be that's the only way I can imagine
how else
figure.
How else would you do it?
There's no other way, right?
No.
Like, you vote, and they count them, and then that's who's the king.
How else would you pick it?
No, there's no other way we would pick it.
I can't think of any possible way.
No, I can't imagine that there's any other practice other than that, because that's the only way that makes sense to make it so that, like, it's seemingly equitable in any way.
Or they, like, work their way up through the ranks or something.
Sure, yeah, they have, like, some kind of, merit system where, like, it's based on that instead of anything else, like who your mummy is. You know that's how he sounds.
Mommy!
You know how that's how he sounds when he's going to sleep at night.
Mommy!
We didn't say anything bad about anybody.
No, we love the king.
God save the king.
Long live the king.
That's what they say. Mm-hmm. So we're going to say it too, I guess.
God save. God bless.
Bless his heart.
Bless him.
Bless him.
Sausage fingers.
He's being a sausage finger silly. He didn't put the ring on, which is the symbol of, like, the people. He didn't put it on his fingers.
Oh, because he hates the people.
Wong. And there you go. There it is. We figured it out.
Wow.
Yeah.
What people is this ring?
I don't know. It's like the special monarch ring they put on during the ceremony. I just saw, like, a little TikTok about it.
This ring represents the,
I don't remember. It has a special name.
That we've plundered from our colonial subjects.
No, that's the crown, Cecilia. That's what the crown is.
The fucking ring probably is,
probably
too.
Yeah, for sure. But it's where not even a crown.
Where do you think they got those jewels?
Yeah, but you seen those diamonds in that crown? Honkers.
Honkers.
Huge honkers.
Big honkers.
Yeah.
You know I don't remember seeing the crown. It's just, except for on, like, the coins. Is that fucker going to be on our coins?
Yeah, that fucker's going to be on the coins.
Ew.
They're going to switch out Lizzie's plates. They're going to put his old ugly fucking mug on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wish they put it. It should be a stop with his Vienna sausage hands. That's how I would like it.
But we should just put... Who should we put on the coins instead of the monarch?
Yeah, who's more appropriate to put on it? Celine Dion?
Yeah.
Right?
Let's just have, like... Yeah, like we do on, like, the paper money. Just put, put, like, Celine Dion, put, like, Shania Twain.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
Shania. Celine.
Shania.
The guy from Eastside Mario's commercials.
Yeah. The Cash Money guy. The Cash for Gold.
Cash for Gold guy.
Cash for Gold guy.
Yeah, he would look great on the back.
He would look really good, I think.
We should do him in profile.
Nickel.
On the nickel.
The Cash for Gold guy.
Yeah.
With the put.
And then he could give you the cash with his face on it.
Yeah. It would be so nice. That if he could really be nice on the money, good. I think he deserves that.
I think he definitely deserves it. He's worked hard, long and hard for this.
Yeah.
His honor.
He'll give you money for your gold,
Yeah, he'll give you money for your gold. He's the cash man, Cecilia.
He's the cash man.
If he's the cash man, he should be on the cash.
If anyone's listening to this who is not from the GTA...
Yeah, from Ontario.
Like, what are you talking about?
You have to look up the cash man.
Look up the cash man.
He'll give you money for his gold.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah. And he's great. And he should be on our money.
He should be on our money.
He's who we would like to nominate to be on our money. Him.
Sign our petition.
Sign our petition in the bio, please. To get the cash for Goldman on the cash.
Let us know who else you think should be on the money.
That's
and
right.
We will agree or disagree with you.
That's
if you
true.
Say Drake, I'm going to punch you in
the face. Oh, we're going to disagree with you on that.
Hard disagree.
Absolutely not. We can't do that.
We cannot do that.
The cash for Goldman, though, we can do.
Yeah,
icons only.
Icons only.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's another, at least one other good one.
Yeah, me too.
People would say, like, Wayne Gretzky, but I don't agree.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. No sports.
Who else is an
is
icon?
An icon.
Who else
I guess people could be, like, Gordon
Canadian
Lightfoot.
Icon.
People would be,
boring.
Like,
boring. He just
Justin
died,
Bieber. He's doing too much.
Only Selena and Shania, really.
For music, I agree.
They are the only ones that... really deserve it, I think.
They've worked hard
enough. Unless I'm forgetting someone, but
I'm trying to think.
Joni Mitchell, actually.
Oh, Joni would be great on the money.
Yeah.
I put her on the 50. So she's a little rare, but not that rare.
The 50 cent?
The 50 cent coin.
There was one. I had one before.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Did you spend it?
Oh, fucking no.
Oh, well. I'm sad. I want to know what happened to it.
Wow. Truly don't know. It might be in my... Or maybe I've seen one before. Maybe I didn't have it.
Wow.
Maybe I saw it at the Mint or something.
What if we bring back the $2 bill and Joni Mitchell can go on the $2 bill?
I don't want any more, like, bills. I hate going to the States and having $1 bills.
Oh, yeah. Because then you feel like you have money, but you don't.
Oh, my God. It sucks so much. I'm like, okay, I'm going to give you, like, 17 $1 bills. No.
Yeah, when you can't... fold your wallet because it's full of
it's
ones.
$1
It is a real problem.
No, thank you. No, I don't like it.
Yeah, when I was in New York, that was one of the biggest problems. I kept thinking I had a lot of money, but it was just a wad full of ones.
That's gonna get you nowhere.
Like 10 ones. I was like, oh, what, can I buy a coffee for this?
Yeah,
like,
right?
What's happening?
In New York? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it was really painful.
Mm-hmm.
I just started using my card everywhere. I think that's what people are doing.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about this, like, I actually use, like,
money.
Coins.
Yeah. No, I use my phone.
I do
like
not.
A regular
person.
Yeah,
no, I don't even use cars.
No,
I
use my phone like a regular person.
I
That's right.
I don't even know, like, I don't even know how to use cards.
I wouldn't
anymore.
Know where to get cash. I use cash.
I have no idea.
Never seen a place where it gives you cash.
Yeah.
I used cash for the first time in probably months this week, and I got a little confused. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, I handed it to her. I was like, is this what I handed to her? Oh, now I'm handing it to her. Like, it was, I just, like, had a second of,
yeah.
Like, I had to think about, okay, now she's ready for it. Like, it was so.
What do I do in this scenario? That's all I have.
Literally. Yeah. I just try to hand her a 20 slowly for a sandwich I'm buying. I'm like, is this okay?
Is this allowed?
I had to, like, look at her to be like, is this fine?
Because some people don't, like, some places don't pay cash.
Yeah.
That's true. So you really have to be like, is this.
Yeah, is it all right if I pay you with money that's real?
Am I allowed to do this?
I know.
Yeah.
It's, I'm not used to having, like, something to hand someone for real. Yeah.
So having, like, a physical piece of something except for my phone.
Yeah. And I don't hand it to anybody. I just touch it to things. Beep. Yeah, nobody has to take it from me. It's wild. Beep. What power is that? Is it ghosts?
The phone?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, the energy that goes from my phone to the thing that gives the money.
You think who Apple gives the money? And the banks are employing ghosts to
be the in-between. That's my
so
question.
So they're like, do you think that they are really, really fast and they're, like, running from your phone to, like, the system to be like, hey.
Be like, here's the money.
She's good for this.
She's got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you think that they're running to vouch for me? Or do you think they're running to hand off something that I'm not seeing?
Maybe they have the money.
Oh, that's where the money
and
is.
And they're taking the ghost money out of your phone, because your phone is full of ghost money.
Okay. I've been wondering where the money is, so this would make, this would put a lot of my
money at ease. Money has to be
real, right? Just, like, all the numbers I'm seeing on the screen
That
has to be somewhere,
they have
right?
To, they exist. They're actually physical.
Okay. Okay, it's just, I can't see them, because it's
ghosts.
The ghosts are operating it.
Yeah, of course. Money is real.
Really puts me at ease to know that money is real.
Money is absolutely real, Carly.
Okay, thanks, Cecilia. I was really, for a second, I, you know what? I should never have doubted it.
Money is real.
I should never have doubted it. I should never have doubted the ghosts. That's not fair of me to doubt the ghosts that work really hard to get our money from one
place to
another.
The ghosts are, like, running on treadmills to make that Bitcoin.
Working hard for the money.
So hard for the money.
Yeah, they work hard for the money. They work hard for the money. They work hard for the money.
Carly, do you have anything else to tell the people this week?
Let's think. What did I watch this week? I watched something really good and I wanted to talk about it, but now I can't think about it.
Yeah.
Couples therapy is back.
Oh, I didn't know it existed in the first place.
Great, let me tell you about it.
I did not just on the bubbler.
Great. Your mouth stopped working halfway through that. Really good.
I feel like things are not coming out of me great.
It was until that point.
We'll see how any of this comes across.
It'll be fine. Couples therapy. It's a TV show
Where
a psychotherapist counsels couples in New York City.
Is it
She's
like
super cool?
Real or
yeah? So it's kind of documentary style.
Okay.
It's like it's reality TV, but it's documentary style.
Okay.
Because they don't have like talking heads and stuff really. They like it's just you watch a bunch of couples' journeys as they're counseled by this really cool therapist. And it says on all the. On the streaming, it's season 2, and then it's a bunch more episodes, but they're all new couples, so I really think it's season 3, but I'm very confused about it.
What?
So there's season 1, it's like 5 couples.
Yeah.
Season 2, 5 other couples.
Mm-hmm.
Season, what I think is 3, but it's showing up as season 2, episode 12.
Season 2, part 2.
Is 5 new couples.
Oh.
So I don't really... It might be a part 2 thing.
Season 2, part 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know why they wouldn't just make it season 3.
I'm very confused about it. I'm letting it happen.
Yeah.
But it's quite delightful.
Mm-hmm.
She's just so... She's the kind of therapist that will just call you on your shit.
Because
she's a psychotherapist. She,
yeah.
It's her job. To not, like, call little people.
Mm-hmm.
She's very, like, if someone's saying something and someone says something else, reactionary, she's like, that's not what I heard. I heard this. Is that right? And they're like, yeah. And then they're like, this is what I'm hearing. And
that's
they're
great.
Like, whoa, you're so smart, Orna. Because she's really smart. And also really awesome. It's a good one. Couples therapy is good.
I'll check it
I would
out.
Say. Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is back. I'm watching the shit out of that.
I have not been watching it.
It's delightful. Mm-hmm. It's they're doing a lot of interesting things because they know it's the last season, which I don't know how to feel about yet, but it's interesting. Yeah. So.
I definitely fell off on that one and just, like, have not picked it up
picked
again.
Picked it back up. Yeah. I mean, it's one of those that you can pick it up whenever. It's not going to be different.
Are you watching Yellowjackets?
No! Ooh. Should I be?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And no, I'm watching the boy soccer show, Ted
Why
Lasso.
Would you do that? Watch the girl show. Watch okay. the one for the girlies.
I know. I should watch the one for the girlies. I will. I will. I just never really, like, I tried to start it and didn't get into it. Mm. That was my problem. And then I think I missed the boat on it. But if I didn't, I'll get back on. I know, I've been watching the boy soccer show.
No, Yellowjackets is so good. Because very, very different
vibe. I know, because the soccer shows are a binary.
Is that? Did you send that to me? It was like a tweet. Yeah. What was it? It was the girl soccer show.
It's Yellowjackets, and it's exactly what would happen if that happened or something.
I don't know. There was a tweet.
It was really good.
There was a tweet. Did you send it to me?
I don't know. I remember seeing it.
Yeah.
Like, I think I sent it. I know I saw it. I might not have sent it.
Okay, let's see.
But it was really
silly.
I feel
like someone sent it to me, but I truly don't know.
Could be anybody.
Nope, you didn't.
Okay. I saw it, though, and I thought it was pretty funny.
Maybe Kate sent it to me. Now, we just look through my phone and see if anyone sent
it. This is a segment of the show where Cecilia looks through her phone to look for a meme so we can describe it to you,
so
you can't see it.
We can tell you about it, but...
Well, how about you post it to the Instagram?
Yeah, that's true. But then they have to look at the Instagram.
Well, that's good. Then they have to look at the Instagram.
Truly, also maybe nobody sent it to me, and I just saw it somewhere.
Oh, that's possible.
Mm-hmm. It's an Emily St. James tweet. It's gender isn't binary except for the two shows about soccer. The boys show, Ted Lasso, is about what happens when boys play soccer, crying, and the girls show, Yellowjackets, is about what happens when girls play soccer, murder. Yeah. Both shows are accurate.
Yes, and that is how we feel.
Yeah,
completely. That's why I called it the boy show.
The boy show.
Because of this tweet. Yeah.
So the boy show is about crying, and the girl show is about murder.
Murder.
Yeah, it's good. Everyone should watch it.
Good. Good.
It's very intense. It's not like a chill.
Mm-hmm. No,
it's not a chill night show.
I don't need it to be chill or nice. Christina Ricci's in it, isn't she?
Christina Ricci.
I love her.
Yeah,
I love her so much. Mm-hmm. It's been on my list.
I told
the
a friend of the show, Melanie, to watch it, and she watched it, much like you do.
She's a TV feed.
She's a binger. She watched it in 2 days.
Oh,
and she
good.
Was just, like, texting me the whole time, like, holy shit, like,
wow.
You maybe, watch this so fast.
Maybe that'll be my Sunday activity.
Yeah,
I'll
you can watch
I'll catch up.
It's, yeah.
Wow.
It's a good idea.
I love that, Mel watches TV how I watch TV. Yeah. It's very satisfying to know I'm not by myself.
So it's like, oh, if I tell either of you to watch a show, you'll have watched it.
It'll be done
like 3 days
week.
Later. Yeah. You're like, I watched it. I'm like,
it's
oh,
done now.
Okay. I take so long.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like I said, musicals are good 15 years ago. And then you finally figured it out.
No, it takes me a while.
It's okay. You always come around.
Things to do.
Yeah.
I'm busy.
You're busy. And you're a hater, but
I'm
that's
a
okay.
Hater.
You're a hater.
I'm
skater.
A hater.
Yeah. Have you watched anything good besides Yellowjackets?
I just watched Bob's Burgers.
How was the movie? Is it good?
I liked it.
Okay, good. I'll watch
it's
it.
It's good. It's like a really long episode, except it's like a high budget.
Oh, good.
Like long episode.
Oh, okay.
So, like.
Then that sounds chill.
It's good.
Nice.
It's very cute. I love that show. We watched it, like, we started on season 6, so we started over again from the beginning, now that we watched season 6 to, like, 13.
Right.
But the first season is, like, so different.
Does it look so different?
That I just, like, couldn't watch it.
Oh, no.
Well, like, the problem wasn't that it looked different, it's, like, everybody's, like, a little bit more, like, stressful. Like, everyone's kind of, like, being more, like, mean to each other, and I'm like, no, this isn't right! They
nice
can't be!
Wholesome. They
like,
love each other!
Season 2 is, like, they're more wholesome to each other. There's just more, like,
drama.
More, like, I feel like adult content that I feel like they've, like, kind of scrubbed out a bit, so it's, like, fun.
Yeah.
Like, I love everything from season 2 onward. Season 1, I'm just like, Bob's being mean. I don't like
it. I love that when shows, I love, like, I find a lot of shows that are, like, beloved cult shows take a second to get into what is the right thing for them. Like,
they're just, like, very different.
Parks and Rec is very that.
Yeah.
Like, by the third season, they're running.
Yeah.
And that's when they're best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's just weird, like, instead of watching it from, like, season one all the way through, where you don't notice it as much, watching it, like, half, like, watching the back half and then going to the front and being like, oh my god.
It's so stark.
What is this?
That's so funny.
I don't recognize these people.
What's happening? This is a different show.
This is not my beautiful family. This is not my beautiful wife. This is not my beautiful house. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. But yeah, I've been watching that. And nice. Chicken Run.
So good. Mm-hmm. A movie I watched recently, which is, you know, interesting for me to say, someone who's not a movie girly. I like movies, but I just never remember to watch them. I always watch TV. I went to theaters, actually, and I saw Blackberry.
Oh, okay.
It was really, really good. It was filmed by my house.
Oh,
it was filmed at my Shopper's Drug Mart.
Oh, my God.
That where my prescriptions go. It was filmed there. And I didn't know it was filmed there until I saw it in the theaters, and I was like, it's my house! I live right there! And I went home and told my dad. Dad's like, oh yeah, they filmed that in the fall! And I was like, I was in New York, so how would I have known? But I was like, oh, that's why I didn't know. I was like, how did I miss this? How did I not know? I wasn't in the country.
Yeah.
But it was so good. It has Jay Baruchel in it. Mm-hmm. I love Jay Baruchel. Always have. Such a silly guy. There's Glenn Howerton in it.
Yeah.
He's bald in it, and it's crazy to look at.
Yeah, that's...
It's got some bad wigs.
Okay.
It's...
Love that.
The wig... Jay Baruchel starts in a bad wig and ends in a worse wig.
Love that.
And it's painful to look at.
I love that.
But it's quite delightful.
Yeah.
It's about, like, the phone, BlackBerry.
Yeah.
And it's, like, it's so funny, but it's also so, it's like a thriller at the same time. And it's, like, tech bros.
Yeah,
and
I've
it's
heard
cool.
really good things.
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was quite delightful. Mm. The wig is the only thing that I kept being like, what am I looking at?
Yeah.
Like... Did you ever watch Righteous Gemstones?
Yes.
Okay, good. So, you know Baby Billy's hair?
Yes.
He has Baby Billy's hair.
Ah, no.
And I don't know why he has Baby Billy's hair.
Because it's funny.
It's so funny.
You know, he's Baby Billy's hair.
Yeah, isn't it that Baby Billy's hair is the second wig he has. It cuts to him at one point in a suit, time has passed, and he has Baby Billy's hair. And I was like, what is happening? It was the craziest thing to look at.
That's so good.
Yeah. And I went to see it with Paula Pod, Laura Welch, and she's never seen it, so I couldn't be like, it's Baby Billy's hair. But
like,
if you know, you know.
Billy?
It's Baby Billy's hair. Jay Baruchel as Baby Billy.
Wow, icon.
It was really great.
Love that.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what else I watched TV-wise?
What?
I've caught up on the other two.
Yay!
Which rules.
It's
so
rules.
Funny.
It rules. Are you caught up on this season, too?
Like
currently?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you watch yesterday's episode? I haven't seen yesterday's.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm one behind now.
It's
great, right?
Good. Oh,
it's so good.
Oh, good thing I didn't
spoil.
No, I was just gonna spoil something stupid. Well,
you can't. I don't mind.
Because you just said the thing about bad wigs, and that's what reminded me of. Because her brown hair. Wig,
oh, it's
what's,
not
what's her
good.
Name?
I saw that episode. It's the most recent episode. I saw her brown hair.
You saw the brown hair, but there's like a bit. In
is it worse?
Where no. It just like they. The wig comes off, and they, like, kind of are, like...
That's great.
Showing that it's a wig.
That's really
in a way
funny.
Where you're like, oh, she didn't
really like,
dye her
oh,
hair.
She was doing a wig the whole
yeah.
time. Yeah. Because it looks like a wig.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Because I was, like, watching it, and I was like, wow, that's a bad wig. And then, like, in the latest episode, they're
it's,
like...
It's a wig.
It's a fucking wig. Yeah.
Oh, I love that so much. Yeah. What's her freaking name? I don't know. Molly Shannon is a revelation.
God, so funny. Everyone on that show is so funny.
I know.
It's so good.
It's one of the best shows.
It's also really well written. Like,
it's so funny.
Smart.
It uses like magical realism in a really beautiful way that like I dream of doing someday, and it's so great.
Yeah. I feel like just some of the characters are so over the top in like a very funny way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where, and like I can't remember anyone's name, but the, like, boyfriend that's always...
In character.
Is so funny.
I watch it, and I go, this is my nightmare.
Yeah, right? I'm like, how? Because he's dating him for, like, so long. I'm like, how are you doing this?
How is it still happening?
What are you doing?
Yeah, like, oh, and as an actor, it's also my nightmare to work with someone like that.
Oh, my God.
So I just,
so excruciating.
It's a nightmare.
It's awful. It's so funny.
It's so funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you haven't seen the other two, you're really missing out. It's an incredible show.
Definitely
that I don't think is getting the... I mean, it's getting the shine, but it's not getting the amount of shine it should.
Not enough.
Yeah. Not ever enough for that show, in my opinion.
It's if you're in Canada, it's on Crave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, get into it. It's really, it's the one.
Be watching it.
It's the one. It's the one. Like, it's sorry. The one. It's the one. I don't make the rules. It's the one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's our recap.
Yeah, that's our, let's, we've caught you up on the shows we've been watching. Yeah, it's important. You need to know.
It's part of the show. If you don't want to listen to it,
if you don't want to listen to it, you should go watch any one of the shows we just recommended you.
Watch, what was the one we told them to watch? Paddington 2.
They have to watch Paddington 2. Yeah.
And watch the other two. Mm-hmm. And watch The Yellow Jackets.
Yeah. And you're welcome.
I don't know. Watch
whatever. That's enough. You can come back here and listen to this. Yeah. And listen to our back catalog, because we have hundreds of episodes. We have
so many goddamn episodes.
Yeah, we have more than 100. So 150. More than 150 episodes. We have
more than 150 episodes.
Yeah. More than 100 and a half. That's a lot.
Yeah. Do you know what's half of 100?
50. You're welcome. Well, Carly. That's been this. Yeah, Cecilia.
Have you seen any ghosts lately?
Oh, damn, you know I haven't. Yeah, I'm really struggling out here.
Damn it.
See a ghost. Hey! Celia?
Yeah?
Have you seen any ghosts lately?
No, but I'm kind of convinced that the studio that I work in is haunted.
Really?
But only because I've just been, like, in there, like, in, like, a corner by myself, and I've been, like... I think it's just because I'm, like, so burnt out and tired that I keep, okay. like... It's not only there. It's, like, I'll be, like, walking, and I'll, like, think I see something, and there's nothing. Like, I just, it keeps happening to me.
Right.
I think it's just...
So you're imagining ghosts.
My brain.
You.
My brain is broken.
Your brain has ghosts.
So, my brain has ghosts, and I keep just, like, seeing something out of the corner of my eye. Is either, like, a ghost is following me.
Okay, which is a possibility.
Or my brain is broken, which,
also a possibility.
Really, would track with everything else that's going on.
Sure. Yeah, like, there's other symptoms of that as well. Yeah.
Yes.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. We love, I mean, the candle in the corner is going crazy right now. So
that could be a ghost.
Keep going crazy if you're a ghost. Oh, it stopped.
It kind of calmed down. What does that mean?
Bob up and down again if you're a ghost.
Oh, it's going side to side.
No, up and down, not side to side if you're a ghost.
It's wiggling. It's something else. It's something that's listening to us but won't tell us what it is.
Are you something scary but not a ghost? Go up and down.
It's the wiggling. Are you something cool but not a ghost? Go up and down.
Oh! It is something cool, but not a ghost.
Okay, something is following me. You don't know what it is. I'll report back.
Oh, no. No demons.
It says that it wasn't scary. It was cool.
It said it was cool, but that doesn't mean it's not a demon. It didn't say it was good. It said it was cool.
It said it wasn't scary.
It said it was cool, not good.
It said it wasn't scary.
Okay, well, we'll check back in next week and see if the demon is still following Cecilia.
It's a cool demon.
Okay, it's just a cool demon.
It's a cool, not scary demon.
Okay, that's good. Well, as long as it's cool, it can hang, I guess.
It can hang. I could use a little...
knock on wood. I don't want it to hang with me.
I could use a little guide to help me out.
Okay, great. Can you help Cecilia? Go up and down if you can help Cecilia.
It's not going to help me.
It doesn't want to help you.
I don't know what it's going to do.
Well, jury's still out. We'll have to see next week.
Check back in. I'll let you know about my demon.
Okay.
Follow us on Instagram.
That's right.
At Ghost River Pod.
Yeah. Follow us on Twitter at GAE Pod. You can follow us on TikTok too. We have a few up there. Maybe we'll make some more. You don't know.
Sometimes we'd be TikToking.
That's right.
Send us an email, ghostriverpod@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Tell us your hopes and dreams. And
if you want to join the Patreon, that's also cool too. You can. Yeah. We won't stop you.
We'll say,
yeah, for sure.
We'll take it.
That's right. We'll give you special content.
Yeah.
And a kiss. That's right. But that's not for you, only if you join the Patreon.
That's the Ghost River, I promise.
That's right.
Bye.
Okay, well, bye then. I guess that's the end.